Welcome to our Nordonia Hills Branch Library podcast on nonfiction, a discussion of nonfiction specifically and reading generally. We welcome you again to September, which in a school kid's calendar is similar to that space on the Monopoly board called Go. After the summery boardwalk goodness of August, you hit September, which is Go, time to go around the board once again. Now, for most of you listening to the podcast, I would imagine that your days in the ivy-covered halls of the Academy are behind you, and instead you're spending your day-to-day struggles and triumphs being a grown-up. Nothing wrong with that. This world could always use more grown-ups. But as Mrs. Finley told us in that science class, lo, these many years ago, one of the keys to happiness is to learn something new every day. And that's where we're going this month. Now, since this is a library podcast, of course we're going to recommend the library as a place for you to learn something new every day. In our system, there are literally millions of resources and materials which allows you to learn something new every day, across all manners of interests, vocations, and avocations. Today we're going to focus on a very narrow slice of these materials, and we're going to look at the Hacks books. Now, if you go and you look for a definition of the word hack, there are a number of them out there. Most people, when they hear the word hack, it brings to mind computers, computer hackers, hacking a computer, that kind of stuff. But another definition of hack is a clever solution to a tricky problem. And today we're going to look at some books that give very unique ways to do things that you may not have thought of, or ingenious uses for everyday items that you might have lying around your house or apartment. Hack has become somewhat of a fashionable term to be used in publication titles as of late. In our library, we have no less than 95 different books that have the word hack or hacks in their title. And authors have taken this word to heart and used it in their various books, and so you have titles that cover gardening hacks or parenting hacks, beauty hacks, kitchen hacks, decorating hacks, even mind performance hacks, all written so you can utilize their clever solutions to tricky problems. Now, the first book I'm going to discuss this month, our primary book this month, does not actually have the word hack in the title. However, when it came out recently, it caught just about everyone's fancy who happened to see it or peruse it. This book was also one of the featured titles at my annual book talk to the attendees of the Friends of Nordonia Hills Library meeting in January. This book is called The Useful Book, 201 Life Skills They Used to Teach in Home Ec and Shop by Sharon and David Bowers. The authors state in the introduction that it was wrong-headed for schools to abandon their home ec and shop classes in the 90s. In favor of an increased emphasis on technology alone. They argue that what that has left us is with an entire generation of people who don't know how to do certain common household tasks. Everything from cooking to changing the oil on an automobile. So they've taken up that challenge by presenting 201 life skills, as it says in the subtitle, broken down into 10 separate areas. Half of them would be considered home ec, home economics. The other half would be considered shop, from the shop classes. The five sub-areas in the home ec side are cooking, sewing, laundry and clothing, domestic arts, and life skills. The five areas on the shop side are domestic repairs, woodworking and metalworking, plumbing, electrical, and mechanical. This book is nicely laid out in an oversized format and includes many illustrations to help the person who's learning the new skill navigate through the processes. And it really does start at a beginner level. The very first entry under the cooking section is how to boil water. but it does progress up into some fairly technical information, such as how to cook a steak or roast a chicken. Sewing has basic skills like sewing on buttons and installing a zipper. Life skills include making a household budget and packing a suitcase. In the shop half of the book, you have how to hang a picture, how to caulk a window, and the ever-popular how to build a bookshelf. Like I said, everyone who picked up this book and started browsing through it was enthralled, for lack of a better adjective. It really is laid out nicely in a very readable format, and it allows you to use the table of contents to go and find the skills that you may particularly be interested in learning. Our second book does include the word hack in it. World's Best Life Hacks, 200 Ingenious Ways to Use Everyday Objects by Sarah Davos. Compared to the sizable amount of information in the useful book, this book is much more of a quick hitter. Each page contains a large photograph or illustration, followed by a couple sentences describing the hack. You turn a page and you basically have two hacks, one on either side of the fold. These hacks are loosely themed into different areas: home, kitchen, DIY, travel. But there is no table of contents and there is no index. The hacks that you will discover will basically come from reading through the book end to end, or browsing, paging through it page by page. The general subheadings are about the only kind of loose organization that there is. There are a number of clever hacks that are contained within, and this information is in the eye of the beholder. Certain hacks may become very useful for some readers who will utilize them in their regular lives. Different hacks will become more useful to others. And depending on how much of a world traveler you are, or homemaker you are, or do-it-yourselfer you are, you may find that some of these hacks you already know about. I myself chuckled when I read the hack that said to use an egg slicer to chop an egg two different ways, both horizontally and vertically, when making egg salad. I myself thought that was pretty obvious. Some of the hacks listed here include things such as using a leftover mint container, such as a Tic Tac container, as a travel herb container for your oregano or your basil as you're going out on picnics. Use a muffin tin, fill it with water like you would an ice cube tray, fill it with sliced lemon or herbs or sliced limes or whatnot, and then freeze it in the freezer so that you have oversized ice cubes for your next lemonade pitcher, punch, or drink. And they also have personal safety tips in here, such as when walking at night, carry a sugar cube in your pocket. If you were to scratch an attacker with the sugar cube, it would leave a bloody scar and would cause the attacker some amount of pain. And there's always keeping a sturdy laundry basket in the trunk of your car, so when you go shopping, you'll avoid having to make multiple trips back and forth from the car to the house. You can throw everything in the laundry basket. Our third book is in the spirit of the second book, well illustrated with a whimsical manner. Our third book is The Little Book of Life Hacks, How to Make Your Life Happier, Healthier, and More Beautiful by Yumi Sakugawa. This book does have a table of contents, and it divides its life hacks and tips for a better living into seven different chapters, everything from DIY beautiful to love your body, love your mind. Lots and lots of pen and ink illustrations throughout the book, with little sidebars or blurbs or bubbles containing the different information. Browsing through this book is a very busy browse. There's lots to look at. The author manages to cram a lot of information into just under 200 pages. And these tips here range from things practical, such as how to brew your own iced coffee or how to use herbs in your cooking, to the more fanciful but no less practical 10 ways to make your tiny apartment feel like a palace, or 5 fabulous ideas for making your own cocktail party-ready drink coasters. Just 2 examples from my reading of the book, neither of which I think I will use necessarily in the near future, include 9 surprising uses for Nutella and 9 eat-me flowers for haute cuisine. There is a wide range of information within this book. Two other titles that I'll mention here in passing that contain lots of useful information: The Big Book of Uncommon Knowledge, edited by Jeff Satari, that's C-S-A-T-A-R-I, Clever Hacks for Navigating Life with Skill and Swagger. This is a book, of course, which you might be able to tell from the subtitle, is aimed at the male reader. I include this book here because it does contain some information that you may not find in any of the other titles. And our fifth and last book is Reader's Digest, Extraordinary Uses for Ordinary Things, 2,317 Ingenious Uses for Vinegar, Salt, Coffee Grounds, String, Pantyhose, Mayonnaise, Clothes Pins, Aspirin, and more than 200 other common household items. This book is alphabetized, like an encyclopedia. Everything from adhesive tape to zucchini. It is well indexed and runs to nearly 400 pages. There are a few illustrations, but by far the fewest amount of illustrations of any of the five books that I've discussed today. So there you have it. Admittedly, this is a very small slice of all of the resources that are here in the library. Five titles chock full of information that you may or may not already know, but will get you started on the path to learning something new every day. Join us again next month when we'll discuss another topic on nonfiction. Until then, we'll see you at your Nordonia Hills Branch Library. Music by 20 Riverside, provided by Mevio's Music Alley. Music.mevio.com. Thank you for listening.